Hello, everybody. You have
Hello,
to turn up your volumes. I don't have a voice.
Mitch.
I had laryngitis all day. Getting a little better, but not fully better. No, I'm sorry. I hope you can hear me. Okay, so I want to. We left off yesterday. I thought it was very interesting. So we did the Hevalia Baruch first pshat. Let's just go over the pshat, and if you want to go inside or outside, I guess we'll do it outside. Taisa says the Mishnah says Shomeres Yavim Shekidesh, you have to be hamtin. The Taiva says Dafya Kidesh. But if you did Nisuin, you don't have to be Hampton. Maybe we weren't sure. Maybe Taiva says Nitaik then in the Lashon, because it says Shomeres Yavim Shekidesh. He makes a Diak, Dafya Kidesh. Or Taiva is saying Emisvara. It sounded a little strange that Taiva should say Emisvara, since it didn't sound like the Svara is such a Mukrachastik Svara, especially the way the Revelia Baruch says it. It's a possibility. It's not a muchruch svara, but okay. But could be. So comes along Titus and wants to explain why that's true. So he says by kiddush there's a motivation to tell you hamtem. Why? Because nira can only say achos ukaso. So the fact that Titus says nira. So the simple mashmos, and I know that the guys in the shir had a different shot, but the simple mashmos is that it's not Medina. The reason why it's not Medina is because the Kedushin is Mafkia Zika. Medina, really the Kedushin is Mafkia Zika, because Zika can't exist when you're an erva of an erva, no tafsi but Kedushin. And once you marry the sister, so the zikuka becomes an achus ishto, the deraisa, and that pasha is mafkia zika. But, and that's why midiraisa is no zika. So midiraisa, you're not being over on the iser of no se achus kukaso, even if achus kukaso is the drabana, but you're not doing the mitzias, al pi emes, you're not doing the mitzias of Achos Kukaso, because the Zika goes off with the Kedusha, but it's Nira. Why is it Nira? Because whatever, people don't know, Pashup Shat, that Kedusha is Mafkia Zika. They think since the Zika was here first, so the Zika beats the Kedusha rather than the Kedusha beats the Zika. The evidence is that even though the Zika was here first, the Kedusha beats it, knocks it out. But people don't know that, Pashtus. And therefore, it's nearer. Okay. Then Taifas wants to explain by Nisuin, it's mutter. Once you do Nisuin, so then you don't have to have them for Bia. Why not? You should have them. So Taifas says, because Pakala, since it's Ishto Gemura, Pakala Zika Gabri. So the Pliat Suman is that Bashib Shat. Even by the first case, as Tovis is trying to explain the difference between the two cases when you did Kedushin, when you did Nisuin. So the Kasha is, in the first case, when you did Kedushin, assuming Tovis says it's Nira, and assuming the Hezbollah is like we said, because Kedushin, Mafki, and Zika, so it's also Pakola Zika Nagamri. The only reason why it's Aser is because it's Nira. So Tovis doesn't have to tell me That by Nisuin is Parkadazika Gamre, because it was already Parkadazika Gamre with the Kedushin. So obviously, it's already Parkadazika Gamre. So I just have to address why you don't have the Nira problem. And saying Parkadazika Gamre does not explain why there's no Nira. Now, if Tavis would have said, Nira Nakuda, Yadi Kuda Alma, the Parkadazika Gamre, okay, that would have been okay. But Pashas is not what Taisha says. Taisha doesn't say, Kimini Gamura, Kule Alma Yadi, the Pakanasika Nagamri. Just says, Pakanasika Nagamri. And that's, of course, even Kedushin is Pakanasika Nagamri. So you already have Pakanasika Nagamri. But the problem is Nira. So you're not answering the question. Right. That's the Revelio Baruch's problem. The Revelio Baruch answered a very beautiful answer, whether it's a little daichik in the Lashon, that is true, but it's very beautiful in Lamdas. That Taisus obviously is not addressing the problem of Nira. But he doesn't answer. Because why is there no problem of Nira? Can I say, Taisus doesn't address it. What's the answer? So the Revelio Baruch says, if you look in the Rashba, I guess, answers it. Okay. Obviously, why didn't Tavis address it? You have to say that Tavis thought it was Pashut. They didn't have to address it. If he doesn't address it, so he just shouldn't have to say anything because then it's Pashut. Kedushin is only also because of Nira, and Nira doesn't apply by after Nisuin. Teretz is answer about your bar. I'll tell you this, that's a different problem. Granted, the problem of Nira, which was the motivation for the Takana, doesn't apply to after you do Nisuin. But once the Rabbana made a Takana, then the Takana takes on a life of its own. What was the Takana? The Takana was that even though Medina Kedushin, Shemim Afkia Ziga, Rabbana were Misakein at Suras HaTakana, or the Geder of the Takana, that's his Lashon, that Kedushin cannot be Mafkia Zika. Not that they were misaking it's also, even though it's Mafkia Zika. Because you know, they gave it a surah, that's what we say, that whenever they give it the takana, they like to make it logical. Just to say that you're usher, even though it's the Pakazika, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't sit well with people. If it's Pakazika, why is it usher? You can't give, there's no reasonable reason why it's usher. Okay, we have a reason because we want to make a gather, but that doesn't sit well with people. With the you know what I mean? You're telling me that it's 100% mutter, Pakalazika, it's not an achas ishto, it's not an achas sukaso, but you're ushering me to get married. So what the Rabbanan do is they sneak the takana into the din and they say it's not Pakalazika. Therefore, they Rabbanan say this is an achas kukaso, right? We had that in numerous places. If you those who recall size that we had in previous years, but the two places where Taisa says it's beferish, Taisa says it's in Yevamos in the 10th parak. In the 10th parak. Taisa says, Peches, Amud Aleph, Divrei Maaskil Mitaych. The Gemara says that the Rabbana were misakein that you can rely on an Eid Echad. How can you rely on an Eid Echad? The husband's died. Mishum, Chomer, Shechemar, Tala B'Soifa, Yikav, Tala B'Tchina. Mishum, Iguna, Gita, Bo Rabban. So Taisa says, sounds like Pashup Shat is Anan Sadi, that the lady wouldn't lie. But Taivis says, no, it's not really Anan Sadi. It's not a good enough Anan Sadi. It's a Takana Sachomim. Except that there's a problem Chachamim don't want to make such a takana because it's Eiker Damina Taira. But since there's a Tam Hagen, which the way I understand that means that you can fit it into the Deraisa, so it's not called Eiker Damina Taira. Now there's a little different motivation, but in other words, the Rabbanim want to make this takana. They want the Erechos to be Neman. They can't because it's against the Taira. So what they have to do is they have to sneak it into the Torah. So it doesn't look like it's going against the Torah. Because it's a because it, they could say that there's an Ansadi and tell everyone there's an Ansadi. We had it a little bit clearer in the beginning of Gittin, not the beginning, of HaShaleach, when it says over there that when a person is about to get Shalom b'fnei v'shliach, so the Rabbana were misaking that the bittul doesn't work. That was the first Mishnah in HaShaleach. Because Mishum Mamzerim or Mishum Igunos, that she won't know that you were the mevatel of the get, the shliach won't know, mevatel of the shlichus, the shliach will give the get. Meanwhile, you're mevatel it, and she'll get married, you have Mamzerim. Therefore, the Rabbana were misaking, the bittul doesn't help. The Shaila is, how could they be misaking? The bittul doesn't help. The bittul, it does help. There was a bittul. The Taisa says, the Rabbanan turned the bittul into Dvarim Shebelev. Because it's a din d'oraisa, Dvarim Shebelev. Now, really, this is not Dvarim Shebelev because you verbalize the bittul bepeh. But the Rabbanan said that if you verbalize the bittul bepeh, in a place where the people that are relevant don't hear it, it's as if you didn't say it because no one heard it, or no one that's relevant heard it. So that has a din in Dvarim Shebelev. So the Rabbana turned it into Dvarim Shebelev. So here also, what the Rebellion Baruch is saying is what Medina, Medina, it's Paco Lazica, and it's not an Achaz Kukaso. The Rabbanan didn't want to just stop saying that it's Osir, even though it's not Achos Kukaso, because what's the Isir? There's no basis. So what they did is they turned it into an Achos Kukaso, because they said, oh, a deraisa mechanism, Kedushin cannot be mafkia Zika. They strengthened the Zika into a Ishus, and now they said Kedushin can't be mafkia Zika. Oh, so therefore Titus has a problem now that Rabbana made it Suras HaTakana, or a Gedir HaTakana, Rabbeinu Baruch Lashem, that Kedushin can't be Mafkia Zika. So how does Nisuin Mafkia Zika? Granted, there's no motivation, but we're stuck with the Suras HaTakana. To which Titus answers, Ishton Gemura. Since it's Ishton Gemura, therefore, that is strong enough to take off the Zika. Only a quasi-Ishus can take off Zika, but an Ishton Gemura could take off Zika. And when Rabbanan made a takana that you an Ishus Kedushin can't take off Zika, they were misaking. That's only a Kedushin, but not an Nisuin, which is stronger. Now I don't know if that makes sense logically, but there's a it's a valid gedder. They made a gedder. That Kedushin cannot be Mafkia Zika, but Nisuin could. So there's a gedder, which makes sense. We made it, we don't have the problem of the Achos Kukaso anymore. That was Revelio Baruch. Okay, and any
Rabbi, is
other
this
things?
deoraisa? This is deoraisa when
What?
the rabbanan are making these takanas, it gives it a din deoraisa.
No, it's a din d'rabbanan because going to be deraisa is not true. The deraisa and Rabbanan aren't denying that the deraisa is paka nasika. They're just being misaking that midrabbanan. This is how we view it.
Okay.
Midrabbanan, we view it this way. And if someone asks us, it's what we tell them. So therefore, it doesn't look. It sells. It sells, and it, people are people keep it. It's not really deraisa, but we take the din d'oraisa and we extend the din d'oraisa. We extend the boundaries of the din d'oraisa to include this so that people will be machshavit. So we put this into the din d'oraisa. But not that it's really not, it's not a derisa. So, but we're by including it in the derisa, milk, meat and chicken is also, meat and milk is also, chicken and milk might be mutter. But the Rabbanan went ahead and said that chicken is like meat. So they expanded the din derisa, meat derabanan.
Okay,
Only
thank
this
you.
is derabanan. Only this is derabanan, but you don't tell people that when you're dealing with Amoratzin, they don't understand. You tell them, what do you mean? It's shit. Milk and chicken. What are you doing? Milk and meat. And then people understand, and people keep the takana.
Well, he's
There's a court.
explaining, just as a general matter, he's explaining that the reason they're about to work in this way is so that people take it more seriously.
There's different reasons why they work this way. Taisus on Peches says they did it so that it shouldn't be a problem of Eicher Dam in Atayra, because it doesn't look nice that you're Eicher Dam in Atayra. I think in our case, it's not the problem of Eicher Dam in Atayra. It's that I think otherwise people wouldn't keep it. Then you have to go ahead and give it a Surah Daraisa or a Surah of Medina. See, it wouldn't be derisa because even achas gukaso might only be midrabanan. But I have to have a surah of a medina so that people would keep it. And that's what I would assume. But there could be different reasons what motivates the rabanan to make the takana in this manner. But very often when they make a takana, they for different reasons they try and stick the takana into a din derisa.
So shouldn't it come out that based on this motivation, if a guy is going to come to Beis Din, he's going to say, I want to be Mekadosh the sister. One of the brothers is going to come and say, I want to be Mekadosh. So we're going to tell him, no, you can't, because it's Nira Iker. Because the Kiddushin, although it's really, it's Mafkiyah the Zika, it's Nira Iker Dabba Min HaTorah. But once he did the Kiddushin and he wants to come and do the Nisuim, so why do we tell him to wait for that? We just said that with Nisuim, there's no problem.
Once he did the Kiddushin?
Yeah. Once it was Mekadesh, which that's exactly what we're saying. We're saying that once you're Mekadesh, we prevent you from Nisuim. But Adra, but it was the Kiddushin that was the problem. Once you did the Kiddushin, to do the Nisuim, why is it a problem to do the
No,
Nisuim?
because people will think, people won't know that Kiddushin was Mafkei HaZika.
Yeah, but the Nisuim will.
But the Nisuin itself is Aser. And that's what we wanted to say in the Chinuch, that there's an Iser to do a Maaseh Kiddushin. We were learning in the Chinuch that there's an Isser, not just an Isser Bia, but there's an Isser Kicha. So, and Nisuin is also a form of Kicha. So every time you do the Nisuin, you're over an Isser. If there's really a Zika, so you're over an Isser with the Nisuin.
Okay,
Aye,
but
the Zika goes off. So we were saying, not like the next Terence or Avelia Baruch, but the Zika only goes off a second later. So you're over an Isser, then later Mikan the Zika goes off. But Bashas, you made a Kenyan, there was a Zika. So you were made a Kenyan Nisuin in a woman that had a Zika. So that's an Avera. Making a Kenyan on a woman who has a Zika is an Avera. The Zika only goes off. The Kedushin doesn't take off the Zika because that's what people think. And the Nisuin only takes off the Zika a step later. So there's a so before the Nisuin takes off the Zika, you're over the Aveira of doing Nisuin to an Achos Gukaso.
Okay, fine. But the way he's explaining it, he is forced into saying that in the Nisuim itself, there is no Nira, right? And he sends us to the Rashba for Pshat. Yet the Lashon of Tosas is, yeah, the Bishas Nisuim Nira Kenoise Achos Kukasai. Why is it Bishas Nisuim Nira?
There is Bishas, and his first shot is, I don't remember his second shot. His first shot is that Bishas Nisuin, there's Nira. It's just that once there's Nisuin, we're not motivated to make you get divorced because of Nira. That was his first shot, Rav Elia Baruch. So it is true that Bishas Nisuin, there is Nira. And his first shot was that it's after we do Nisuin, because of Nira, we're not going to force you to give up a woman that you did Nisuin to, because that's like too much of a too big of a punishment. But it was
Okay,
near
so you mean
Nisi
if the
Yoroba.
motivation is there, but it's too harsh.
Right.
Okay.
Now the second pshat, I don't remember. The second pshat is because it's
The foursome, that's
Tuliyam, but that's also it's Yodi after you
only
clear the
after,
floor.
only after,
What?
only after.
Right. Because it takes a split second. Yes. Okay. Anyway, that's his shot. Anyone else? People, please talk because it's hard for me to talk. So the more people talk, the better for me. Nisam So I wasn't so happy, Rabbi Elia Baruch. Besides, the obvious conscience, which he himself asked himself, is that it comes out that Tosfos is bothered by a question: why is Nisuin different? Does Avo Kvar She Ishta Gemura? So the way it sounds like from him, the entire answer is Ishto Gemura. Ishto is not an answer, it's just a setup, just describing the case. Pakadazikaligamre is not the answer, it's just a conclusion. In other words, the way it sounds like from him is the question is, who was the first president of the United States? The first president of the United States was George Washington. So the entire beginning of the statement, where you write George Washington was the first president of the United States. So that ending is not really saying any answer. You're just speaking out the any answer that you would say. If you would say that Abraham Lincoln, you would also conclude was the first president of the United States. It's just that those words that you're sticking at the end are meaningless. So according to Rav Elia Baruch, the answer is Avim Nasik Var is different. Why is it different? Shishta Gemura. That's it. Now that I explained it's Ishta Gemura, therefore Pakalazika the Gamre sounds like from Avraham Baruch means the Gamre means even the din Drabanan. This is the Zika Drabanan. But in other words, but these words, Pakadasika Lagamre, is not an explanation of why, it's a conclusion. But so the only words of the whole answer is Ishto Gemura. Like if you were writing the Kitzer, you would just write Nisuin Ishto Gemura shining. I don't know. In other words, Pakadasika Lagamre, yeah. It's almost extra. You could have erased that. Avam nasik var, she ishto gemura, mutter. Why is it mutter? Obviously, because they were saying that this extra strong zika goes off. That's what it means. I'm not explaining why it's mutter. It's mutter because the zika goes off. Why does the zika go up? It didn't go up in Kedushin. That's because ishto gemura. So the entire why is an Ishto Gemura.
I mean, if we
Now,
say, which Rebbe didn't like, I think, but if we say that Lagamre means even Darabanan as opposed to just Daraisa, so that
what? I
is
can't hear
saying
you.
something. If we say Lagamre, Rebbe was bothered by the lesson of Lagamre last night. If we say Lagamre means even Darabanan, not just Daraisa, so then those words are adding
Well, I don't
something.
think, I think that's what Rav Elia Baruch does say. When you read the Rav Elia Baruch at the end, he seems to say that.
All right, so I'm saying Grebby's question's a little unfair,
But
no?
there's no point to say that. That's obviously, let's say Tavis would come up with a different answer. Why the Zika goes off, why Nisuin takes off the Zika, even though Irison doesn't. Because Nisuin starts with the letter Nun. Right? Nisuin, it starts with the letter Nun. You'd also say Pakala Zika de Gamre. Right? Any answer you give to answer the question will conclude, therefore, because your question was, what do we do with the Zika Derabanan? Once Rabbanan were misakin, there's a zika. So what do we do with the zika Rabbanan? Teretz says Ishtul Gemura gets rid of it. If you had a different teretz, you would say then the nun gets rid of it. You know, so there, I say there's no answer. I mean, I'm not bothering the words. It comes out, you know, just a little funny that the entire answer is really Ishtul Gemura. Avam Nasik Far is just setting up the case. And Paka Nasika Kalame is just repeating the answer, repeating the structure of the answer. Now I understand why it's Paka Nasika Kalame, but I'm not saying why. I'm just saying the facts. But why? Because Ishtul Gemura. Okay, that's a terrible. But I thought, I think I was saying yesterday, that I thought that the Lashon HaTosfos, it's more mashma that there is a parallel between the word Gemura and Zika Negamre. In other words, why does Tosfos use this word Pakala Zika Negamre? What is he saying? Pakala Zika Negamre. We never use that term. You should say Pakala Zika. It's an extra word. What's he? Normally when we use to say it, something is Mafkia Zika. I thought that the word legamre is parallel to the word gemura, which means if you would stick with Ravelio Baruch's structure, I personally would switch the structure a little bit. But if you stick exactly with his structure, I would have said like this. Taisa's kasha was, but Rabbanan made it Tzuris HaTakana. Once they made it Tzuris HaTakana, then we're locked into that Tzura. So how can the Suin take off the Zika? We're stuck with the Tzuris HaTakana. Teretz is, what was the Tzuris HaTakana? The Tzuris HaTakana was that Kedushin cannot be Mafkia Zika because Kedushin is not Negamre. So something which is not Negamre can't take off a Zika Negamre. It makes sense. If you're the Rabbanan said, listen, you're not a full Kedushin. So how can you, a non-full Kedushin, take off a Zika Negamre? So what you do is, of course, the Kedushin takes off the Zika 90%, but not Negamre. Since it doesn't take off Negamre, there's still an Iser Achos Kukaso. But Nisuin, which is different than Kedushin, Nisuin is Ishto Gemura. So if it's an Ishto Gemura, so we can take off the Zika Negamre, because the whole Surah Satakana was that when a Kedushin, which is not Negamre, because the whole point is it's like a shootout. In other words, the Kedushin wants to kill the Zika, but the Zika wants to kill the Kedushin. So to Shaila, who wins? So we're saying really the Kedushin should win. But if the Kedushin is not Negamre, so the Kedushin can't win. So then either of the Kedushin can't beat the Zika because he's not a Negamre. So then there's a little bit of a Zika, and the Zika can come back and kill, fight the Kedushin, whatever. So the Bar Taivis, it comes out like the whole sentence is the answer. I think it's just a little nicer. And it also makes more of a tzura. You know, there's, instead of saying there's some kind of xeris that causes that kedushin negamre, that ishto negamre is mafkia. There's a reason, because when you're not ishto negamre, you can't be mafkia negamre. Right? As according to Avelia Baruch, when you're not an ishto negamre, you can't be mafkia at all. That's how he's reading it. You want to be mafkia. To be mafkia zika, you need a strong force. What's that strong force? Ishto Negamre. If you're not an Ishto Negamre, you can't be Mafkia Zika at all. Zero. The white type is say, Paka Zika Negamre, it's not Dafka. But when I say it is, no. A Kedushin, which is not Ishto Gemura, could also be Mafkia Zika. But it just can't be. The Rabbanan Surah was, that if it's not Ishto Gemura, You can't be mafkia the zika de gamre. The maid it automatically follows, and the suin will be mafkia the zika de gamre. That's by definition. It's not like a new chiddush. It's automatic because the whole surah, the takana, was a non de gamre. It can't be mafkia de gamre. Someone speak something. Help me.
It flows better, but then we have to say the Chachamim actually.
I can't hear. I'm sorry.
It flows better in the words. The chiddush of this Mahalach versus Bal Yabaruch is having this idea of being partially Mafkia Zika, which is like a halachic non-entity. It's either Mafkia or not Mafkia. It can't be like half Mu'beris. Right, to say, well, it's mafkia, but not entirely. The fact that Chazal when nichnas into that kind of a cheshbon is a chiddush, no? As opposed to them
yeah,
just saying.
On the other hand, you see, David says zika legamri. So obviously, David is registering that there's such a thing. That's the mashmos that there was. David had to add the word legamri because someone would have thought that it's not mafkia legamri.
Well, which could mean that people are saying yes, they can mean not just on a deraisa level, even on the drabbana level. Isn't that the pasha reading in Lagamri before we had the shir? Before we knew anything, before we even had Rebbe's kasha about the cheshbon and taisus, pasha would be nira means drabbana, and Lagamri means even on a drabbana level.
Okay, I hear. That's true. I don't. Yeah, okay, you're right. But it comes out that the word legamri and the word gemura have nothing to do with each other. It's just coincidental that it's the same word, but it's not, it doesn't mean the same thing. If it's, you know, it's not parallel. According to me, that's the whole word. That if you want to be Paka the Gamre, you need a Isho the Gamre.
Would you be bothered at all by the idea of this concept of partial? What?
I cannot hear. Besides having laryngitis, I can't. My ears aren't working either. I'm all stuffed up. So
does Rebbe consider it to be at all
not in good shape?
Does Rebbe consider it to be all of a daichik and svara to have this concept of partial hafka zika, or that Rebbe's not really master of that as a problem?
I happen to like it better because according to Rav Elia Baruch, it's like a random svara. The Rabbana made it suras atakana that kedushin cannot be mafkia zika, and then I did another random svara, but nisuin could, you know, like. A heavy daisy, you know, just because pashas, if they made it serious at takana, that kedushin can't, so they should have also been misaking, then a suin can't, because pashas, there shouldn't be any difference between kedushin and suin. So, especially if Davis doesn't have any hechroch from the Lushan, like mehechi daisy, that they made such a that they went up on and said, Kedusha is not Mafkia Zika. But Nisuin, which is Ishto Gemura, yes. I mean, why is the same Isser, Mitzad Isser is not anymore Gemura. It's just Gemura in terms of Mammon. I don't know. But
according to me,
that is, Taibis is Gupa telling you, not that the Rabbana made it Suras Atakana, that it can't be Mafkia Zika. The Rabbana gave a logic to the Suras Atakana. The Tzuras HaTakana was that a non-Gemura can't be Mafkia or Gemura. Oh, that's a lot. If that was a Tzuras HaTakana, so of course, the Suin, which is a Gemura, could be Mafkia or Gemura. So it makes the step of splitting Kedushin and Suin much easier because it follows automatically from understanding the Tzuras HaTakana.
Rebbe's asking now is not Rebbe's not asking on the motivation being different from Kedushin and Nisuin, correct? This question
no,
is...
No, I'm granting Rav Elyahu Baruch that on Kedushin there's a Nisuin motivation, Nisuin there's no motivation.
And it's not enough to say that Tzura is partial Ishus is not and full Ishus is?
And that's what Rav Elyahu Baruch is saying, but it's a little hard to hear because logically in the active ingredients, that's Mafkia, Kedushin, a lot or a little should not make for a difference because it's what's Mafkia is the Isser Shabbat. And the Isser is the same in both.
By that same logic, wouldn't partial and full be equally not intuitive?
What?
By that same logic of the Isser of Kedushin, Ishus is Kedushin. Kedushin is Ishus and Nisuin is Ishus. Should make a difference. Shouldn't that logic also say partial Zika doesn't make sense? That concept of partial Zika, either it's Zakuk or it's not Zakuk. Same way we don't like partial ishus versus full ishus, because
in my surah, that was the Rabbanan are like almost like stuck. Rabbanan have a motivation. Nira kenoise achos. It's like Rabbanan had a problem. Nira kenoise achos ukukaso. Because of that, they had to make this takana. Okay, so they had to come up with a strange takana. Granted. They had to come up with a strange series of takana because they had a motivation. But according to Rav Elyahu Baruch, then they did another thing which is strange. Besides making a strange takana that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika, which is strange. Why shouldn't Kedushin be Mafkia Zika? After all, it's an erva. They made another strange takana that there's a difference between that a Ishto Gemura is. So like it's like two strange things they did, the Rabbanan. According to me, the Rabbanan just made one strange thing. The Rabbanan were motivated because of Nira Kenoise Achos Ukukaso. They had to make a tzura. The tzura that they could most come up with is that a quasi Ishus, and not the Gamri Ishus, cannot be Mafkia, a total Zika. By definition, once they made that, so then it doesn't apply to Nisuin. In other words, in Afkamina, so between the way I'm saying it and the way the Rav Elyahu Baruch saying it, is what would have been if Rabbanan would be neutral, by Nisuin. Right? There are three choices. There's the Pashut Pshat is, if you're motivated by Kedushin, then it shouldn't be Mafkia. You should be motivated by Nisuin too. Rav Elyahu Baruch says it's obviously not true. So is it that we're motivated by Kedushin, that it should not be Mafkia, and by Nisuin we want it to be Mafkia, or by Nisuin we don't care? Flip of the coin, makes no difference. So according to Rav Elyahu Baruch, if by Nisuin we don't care, then why would Rabbanan say such a thing, that Nisuin is Mafkia? It's not such a good svara. Once you're misake and that Kedushin's not, then you should assume Nisuin is also not. Right, there's a difference. But it's a shvacha difference. But according to me, it's like it's an automatic result of the first takana. You don't have to make two takanas. One takana. The whole takana, we had a motivation. We had to make a takana. Now, what's a takana? About the Kedusha Mafkia Zika. How could you say Kedusha is not Mafkia Zika? The only answer that they could come up with is because Kedusha is not Negamre and Zika is Negamre. So a non-Negamre cannot be Mafkia Negamre. So since that was the mechanism that they used, so it automatically followed that it doesn't apply to Nisuin. So it's not like a second takana. It's one takana.
So wouldn't it also be one takana to say that a non-legamri is not mafkia, period, and a legamri is mafkia, period?
No, that's automatic, because midiraisa, even a non-legamri is mafkia. Rabbanan were misakein, if it's not legamri, it's not mafkia. So automatically, if it's legamri, it is mafkia, because then you go back to the midiraisa. The Rabbanan said of a mechane shesara that if you're not a negamre, you can't be mafkia. Oh, so that means if you're a negamre, you are mafkia. So
Isn't that what he's saying?
Automatic result.
Isn't that what Rabbi Baruch is saying?
No, Rabbi Baruch is saying that Rabbanan made a takana that's not mafkia. Now, logically, once they made that takana is not mafkia, so well, then the suin should be mafkia. So they made another takana that only Erison can't be mafkia, but Kedushin could be, Nisuin could be mafkia, but which is also a Amban Nesvara.
Why are we
so
saying
they're
it
like
that way?
Mechadesh, there had to be Mechadesh two Man Nesvaras. One Man Nesvara that Erison can't be mafkia, which is a Man Nesvara, but okay. And two, that even though Erison can't, Nisuin could, which is also a Man Nesvara.
Why can it be one Svara that a non legami is not mafkia?
Yeah, but there's no, okay. That's cool. But what I'm saying,
no,
I'm saying, I'm saying this Svara wasn't not the Gamri, it's not Mafgia, and but it's not Mafgia. The guy is not, it's Mafgia only the amount that you are.
Right. Well, I'm talking about Baruch be saying a non legamri is not Mafgia. Period. So we made it into one step, and we didn't have to be mechadesh a thing called partial mafkia.
Yeah, I'll have to think about it. I don't know if that's such a svara. They're quiet to me because you're not legamre. You can't be mafkia legamre because you can only mafkia the amount that you are. But like that's like almost like a logical svara.
Be a logical svara if the concept of being partially mufka had real nafkaminas or real mitzias to it. So if you're partial, you could remove partial. But if the removal of partial is like being half pregnant, meaning it's not removed, so then why is that a more logical way to say they structured it? Since you're below the threshold, you could remove a little bit below the threshold. If you are full, you remove full. Why is that preferable to saying that if you're below the threshold, you're not mafkia? Since being mafkia partial is really the same thing as not being mafkia at all, isn't that a cleaner? We're not making these new levels and new non-nafkamina, non-relevant expressions.
Okay, I hear. I don't know. I have to think about it. I haven't said. Okay, I hear.
I think Rebbe likes the legamri better in Rebbe's way.
Yes, I like the reason why Taiva says legamri, yeah, much better. I like the legamri better because legamri doesn't mean drabana. And I like the fact that the two words are the parallel. And I like the fact that now that's part of the answer. You know, that it's not just saying, was the president ain't Paka Lazika Legamre. It's part of the answer that you got to get to Paka Lazika Legamre. You think that's the Chiddush, that we're striving for a Paka Lazika Legamre. Like, yeah, so they're in the Lashon there, I think there are many advantages. It's a little difficult to say Legamre means Drabanan. It's a little, it's just coincidental that it uses the same word, the Shirish, but it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with each other. And I say like just the answer is so bekitzer, according to Rav Elia Baruch, because the whole answer is Ishto Gemura. According to me, the Ishta Gemura of Taibis couldn't have stopped with Ishta Gemura. Taibis has to say the whole, he's explaining the whole Sora. It's Ishta Gemura, you can get a Paka Zika to Gamre. It's not Ishta Gemura, you can't get a Paka to Gamre. You know? So it's more, the answer is more, you know, there's more words in Taibis that are part of the answer.
Okay.
But those are all the shyness. I do like what I said better. I don't have an idea, but I do think so. The question was whether in Svara it's better. Okay, that's Tova's argument that I don't have an advantage in Svara. Okay, I could be. He's right. I have to think about it. Anybody else? Someone want to save my voice? And Shamir, you have to save my voice. Okay, so the question, I would want to go the next step. Can using this structure, is there any way to help us to answer the biggest daichik? The biggest daichik on Rav Elia Baruch is that Taisus leaves out why there's no problem of the motivation of Nirek and Naisei Achos Gukaso. Right? In other words, according to Rav Elia Baruch, Taisus explains, it's like it's a Manda Taisus. When he wants to explain why Kedushin is Aser, he explains why what the motivation is. But he doesn't explain what the mechanism is. And when he wants to explain why Nisuin is mutter, he explains why the mechanism doesn't apply, but he doesn't explain why the motivation doesn't apply. Like it's manda. Does Taibis want to discuss motivations, or does he want to discuss mechanisms? If Taibis wants to discuss motivations, he should discuss motivations in both hands. If he wants to discuss mechanisms, he should have discussed mechanisms in both hands. But in Kwadra Velya Baruch, he's like leaving out, he's not discussing at all the mechanism by Kedushin, what the mechanism of how Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika. He's not discussing the mechanism at all, but he's discussing what the mechanism, why the mechanism works by Nisuin. But you never discuss what the mechanism is by Kedushin. It's like, it's like, you know, like that's like the biggest manda kasha on him. That Taisus is jumping from one topic to the other. You know, you should, if you start out discussing about motivation, so finish with the motivation. If you're starting out discussing the mechanism, so finish with the mechanism.
Right. I think this, again, I think this really, in light of this, really says what we originally said. Dahainu, what we originally were saying was that people don't perceive that Kedushin is sufficient, and therefore, when you would be no say the Achazu Kukaso, they would be near Kenos, it would be near like you're marrying the Achazu Kukaso. The original problem we asked then, if there's no longer a nearer problem afterward, then Tosa should have said that. But we could say very simply that it's really Bichlal Tosa's words, because Tosa is really addressing the fact that the Tsurus HaTakana Sof Kol Sof will now be that Kedushin is not Mafkia Zika, in which case Tosa has to address for what reason that is Nisuin in the Tsurus HaTakana being Mafkia Zika, which Tosa addresses, and Bichlal how Tosa addresses that would address the Nira as well.
How does he address the Nira?
I'm putting forward he addresses the Nira because what is the whole Nira in the first place? The Nira in the first place is that Kedushin is not sufficient to be Mafkia Zika, which is because that they understand that I'm putting forward that because the people, the Roas understand that there's a mixus ishas to the Zukaso and there's a mixus isha to the Arusasos. Therefore, my omi hai mihai to push it out much. But now that's the tsuris, but the tsuris of Takana was gufa to give a din to the roa. the Haina that Kiddush is not be Makia
Zika. You're saying that what we could say, you know, Adob is going to ask me, why can't Rav Elia Baruch say the same thing? I know he's about to ask me that question. But, and I don't know, I don't have the cheshbon. But what we could say to make a tremendous improvement in Rav Elia Baruch, which he doesn't say, is that Ein Achinami Tovis is discussing the Tzuras HaTakana, because he's talking about Paka Lezika, which is the Tzuras HaTakana, but by definition, he's also discussing the Tzuras HaTakana, because Tovis understood just the opposite of Elia Baruch, that the Pashtus is that the Tzuras HaTakana and the Tzuras HaTakana overlap. It's definitely preferable for the Rabbanan, when they make a takana and they have a siba, the siba should be the siba should be the tzura. So Taisus, grant Rav Elia Baruch, and when they have a siba, they make a tzura. But because that's what you have to explain the lashon of paka the zika. If there's no zika, if there's no tzura, then there's no point to say paka the zika. The zika is already paka, but we're saying that even though there's a tzura, but the tzura was exactly whatever the tzibah was. So if the tzibah was, if you say it my way, and I'm saying it could be if you say it Dov's way, it'll work out also. If you say it my way, that the tzura was, the tzibah was, I said that tzura is that a mixas kinyan, a mixas kedushin, cannot take off a full ishes. So we'll say that's Kupa what makes a nira. The reason why it's a nira is because people are under this mistaken impression that a mixas kedushin cannot take off a full zika. So Taisus, and that's self-understood, because if that's a tzura, then that's obviously what the mistake was. So Taisus doesn't have to speak it out. So Tovis, in a certain sense, by speaking about the Tzura and the Siba, since they're identical, so he really does speak about both simultaneously. In other words, when Tovis says that the Siba Satakana is that people will be nearer that Lopaka, why is it nearer that way? Because it's only a mixes kinyan. That's why it's nearer. Therefore, the Tzura was that a mixes kinyan can't be paka, because a mixes kinyan is to give credence to what people think. Now, nisuin, which is a full kinyan, so there's no problem of nir and there's no problem with sura. That's what you're saying, Shamir, right? I think so. So it's so much nicer than Rav Elia Baruch. Rather, you still have to take Rav Elia Baruch's side that there's a motivation and a surah, because if there's no surah, the title shouldn't say paka la zika de gamre, because it's already paka la zika just with the kedusha. So in order to say paka la zika de gamre, you have to say that b'shas kedusha it wasn't paka la zika. So the takana made it surah, but it's not paka la zika. But you don't have to say as radical as Rav Elia Baruch that the Siba and the Sura are completely different. But rather, you could say that the Siba and the Sura are the same. And Memeda, it's not the Pliatsuma that Rav Elia Baruch has on this chat, which he himself asks in the next paragraph, is that it's very Deichik. And Taisus leaves out why the Siba doesn't apply. It's not true. He doesn't leave out, because it's he might not spell it out explicitly, but it's self-understood, because you understand that the Siba and the Tzura are the same. Right? It's very beautiful. Now the question is, could Dov say the same thing? Because you're saying also that the Tzura is that a mixes kinyan can't do anything, and a full kinyan can do everything. Okay, maybe it'll be the same thing if you said it your way also. It could
Well,
be.
okay.
I have to think about that. Oh, well, now you think you figure that out.
First, I have to figure out the first step, then I can figure it. First, I have to figure out the first step if I understand it, then I can see if it applies in the other way.
All right. I'm running out of voice, and I have to give a mitzvah yet. So if someone wants to talk, I would appreciate it.
It is interesting that we have this Ramban that he cites in the second part that, like, is there really sufficient hechrich here to not learn? But once the Ramban appears to be broaching the issue of this being midiraisa, like between kedushin and nisuin, is there really a sufficient hechrich in the Tosfos to say Tosfos is arguing?
What did the Ramban say again? Just remind me, please.
As far as I understood the Ramban, again, I have to look at the language again. I don't have a Rebbe's asking us to fill in the time. So, but as far as I understood the Ramban saying that it's not all the kedusha is not all of them. Whatever is creating kedusha is not all of them to go ahead and be mafkia. It's not all of them kloppy, whatever exists, whatever relation exists in Zika. It's only when you have what once you've been machnas for labay, so like that's only such an ishus to that. If a full blown ishus is sufficient to push out the zakuka, once you make such a deraisa chiluk, is there really a basis to say Tosos is merely saying a dirabanan? That's what that to me is a question.
Okay, I have to look. That's what I actually told. I don't know. I'm not enough into it, but I told the guys in my share that what we should really do is a Mr. Potato Head to see if we could take half of the Velia Baruch's first shot and half of the second shot and put them together, right? Which I suspect you could just from a quick reading, but I already forgot what it was. I already forgot what they were, but when I was reading it quickly, it sounded to me like there should be a very easy way to combine the two pshatim. So that's what I do. So that's what you're saying. So, okay, we'll have to think about that. We have to go over the second pshat. So that means that at least what we should do for tomorrow is people should quite please think over what we said and please ask about it, because I think it was very nice what we just said. He definitely answered, assuming it's right, Rav Elia Baruch's kasha on his first chat, that Tosfos is Iker Chaser. The Tosfos leads out why there's no Nira by Nisuin. We're trying to answer that kasha. It's a very big maila. But assuming we hear that answer, so, I don't mind going over it tomorrow because I think it's very nice. But then what we really should do is we should read the second Shan Rav Elia Baruch, and which starts, it starts on the next page of Ois Dawid, V'lachein Mira. And what Shamir is suggesting, if out of what time tomorrow, is if we can combine something from the first shot and something from the second shot to make a new monstrosity, what the Reshiva would call a Frankenstein. Right,
Frankenstein.
Well, yeah, the Rashiva did not pronounce it right. Rashiva was very funny sometimes because he got his secular knowledge from reading. It's not like he watched the movie. So it sounds like a Frankenstein. That's how you pronounce it when you read it. They would pronounce it a Frankenstein. Okay, anyway, so that was when you combine two pshatim and put them together, that's a Frankenstein. Okay, all right, I'm going to stop. Okay, Shikarech, everybody.
Thank you very much for
Shalem. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.